If you haven't already started an early weekend binge watch, you better get ready. Season 3 of The Bear on FX and Hulu dropped last night, and be warned, we're going to get into a little bit of it now. The celebrated show follows a team of Chicagoans living messy lives as they strive for fine dining excellence. And the new season, in all of its Hey Cousin and Yes Chef and Glory, is just as chaotic as ever.
That's not what I said.
I still love you. Bye.
That's not what I said, okay? I was just trying to be honest.
You ran away from
I didn't
it.
Know how to respond to all the crazy you were saying.
Non-negotiables, you need to do some negotiating with yourself.
Oh, yeah?
You tell me. Like changing this. The menu every day?
It's bad.
To me, that sounds a little bit like running away.
Okay.
Has anybody checked in on Marcus yet, or,
Yeah, I tried it.
Marcus Brooks is the show's rising pastry chef who often cuts through that chaos. He's played by actor Lionel Boyce, who says his own upbringing in Inglewood, California kind of prepared him for the role.
I'm always, like, attracted to bigger personalities. My mom, she's always kind of been that way, very high energy, high strung, just exuberant. And my dad's kind of the opposite, where he's probably closer to how you see what you see me in my performance, where he's very calm, quiet. He's very like sweet natured and gentle.
And it's Marcus who finds his coworkers being gentle with him in season 3. Season 2 teased a significant loss for him and a tense will they, won't they romance. I asked Lionel Boyce about that and other parallels between his character and real life. One thing that you share in common with Marcus, your character in The Bear, is that both you and he dropped football, playing ambitions to pursue more artistic passions. What was the moment, if you can tell me, or spark that made you just know that acting was something that you really wanted to pursue seriously?
It's funny. It wasn't until I had like an opportunity to do it. I remember in senior drama class when I met Tyler, the creator. And I think we connected really over having the same sense of humor, sensibilities. We both loved like Napoleon Dynamite and Chappelle's Show and Jackass. And like, we just were kind of able to like jump the plane with our abstract humor and go in the same direction and kind of like finish each other's thoughts. And I remember playing football came to an end for me, and an opportunity to make a sketch comedy show with him came about. And we kind of developed Lord of Squad and like wrote sketches, and that was just my first foray into all of that. And it's like shifting from second to third gear. And that's the best way I could describe it, how it felt internally. I was like, I think this makes sense. This always made sense. I can't believe I haven't done this until now. And I just want to figure out how do I keep doing this for the rest of my life.
In what many people describe as your character Marcus's breakout episode in The Bear season 2, Marcus goes to Copenhagen to stage at this restaurant that isn't quite but feels a whole lot like the real life restaurant Noma. And you've also talked about how The Bear's creator, Christopher Storer, really trusted you with that episode in a way that perhaps you wouldn't have necessarily trusted yourself. So I guess I want to ask you, what was it like playing Marcus in this latest season? Did it feel different for you? Have you changed as an actor?
I think it definitely felt different. There's bigger scenes and bigger moments in this season that I hadn't had. Like, there's the start of episode 3. I remember reading the scripts and was like, whoa, this is a way to start an episode in the church where he's given a monologue.
I always felt loved. It didn't matter what was going on or if I was in trouble or whatever. I knew she was listening. And she knew I was listening too.
If it were up to me, I would just be like, yeah, I wouldn't throw that at line. But I think Chris always knows exactly what he's doing, what he's going for. And he sees, I credit him because he sees things in me that with acting that I don't. So if he's depending on me, I will try my best to like live up to that. But there's a lot of things with this season where it's like Marcus exploring a little bit more of like grief and not being as, you know, affable and just kind of, it helped me. I won't say it changed. It just helped me develop more as an actor, having to explore in different places that I hadn't in the previous two seasons.
This is the part of the conversation, Marcus, where I'm going to give our listeners the mildest of spoiler warnings, because I want to talk about when we first see Marcus again in season 3. It is arguably the biggest and most emotional interest as we're checking back in with these characters for the first time in a while. And there's this moment that Marcus has with Jeremy Allen White's character, Carmi, that kind of refocuses their collective work.
This place has got to work. And I need you to do something for me.
Yeah, name it.
Take us there, Bear.
Yes, Chef.
It almost felt to me like the start of a role reversal with Marcus leading the way this time. I wonder if that's what it felt like for you.
To me, it felt like kind of, it's a mirror of the pilot, actually, to me, where Marcus is the first one on board. When Carmi comes to this kitchen, everyone's kind of like combative against him. And Marcus ends the episode with like giving him a little bit of respect, and he throws the first yes chef at him. And it's just like the start of his journey. And to me, this episode kind of mirrors that in like an inverse way, where it's like Carmi's like, we're going to take it up another level. He's presenting all these non-negotiables and everyone's kind of giving him some resistance. And Marcus is like, you're not crazy. I believe in you. Take it there. He's like kind of putting the battery back in his back rather than reversing the role to me.
Fans of this show have also, as I'm sure you know, been captivated by the relationship between Marcus and Chef Sydney, who is played by Ayo Edebiri. And there's a ton of tension, but at least by the beginning of the third season, there is absolutely no resolution to whether their relationship is platonic or romantic. So I've got to ask you about how this show explores the connection between these two characters.
I think it does a good job of showing like just like they are friends. To me, they are friends. And I think this season, it kind of clears it up. I think it's really just about like a platonic friendship and just like another person supporting him who believes in him, like Carmi. I think she presented as like another force who's just kind of fueling his creativity to help him get to the place that they all believe he can get to.
The Bear is a show that is beloved by so many. It is award-winning. People love it. People have been anxiously anticipating this new season. I am curious for you, what do you credit the insane success that this show has had? What do you think it is about it that makes it so watchable for so many different types of viewers?
I think it's honest and it's like truthful and the way that it shows things, where the writers, Chris, Joanna, and everyone is so smart to know where to like cut the conversation, where to withhold. It just stays on this honest track. To me, I think that's the engine of it all, where it just feels honest and human. I think everyone has someone they can connect to. There's so many entry points, it's very forced.
We've been speaking with actor Lionel Boyce. He plays Marcus Brooks in the FX series, The Bear. Season 3 is out now. Lionel, thank you.
Thank you.